As usual at this time, the W. Leo Daniel Flower Company of Fort Worth, Texas, brings you another 15-minute program as Pat O'Daniel as Master of Ceremonies and his hillbilly boy. $10 friends everywhere. Once again, the W. Leo Daniel Flower Company of Fort Worth, Texas, brings you a quarter-hour program of your favorite hillbilly tunes. And to start the program off, we're going to ask Major Wiggy to walk right up here at the microphone and tell you somebody loves you. Somebody loves you, I want you to know, and longs to be near you wherever you go. Somebody loves you, and right from the start, happiness flew into somebody's heart. Somebody loves you each hour of the day, now when you're around here or when you're away. Somebody loves you, sweetheart, can't you see, and that somebody is me. Loves you, I want you to know, and longs to be near you wherever you go. Somebody loves you, and right from the start, happiness flew into somebody's heart. Now somebody loves you each hour of the day, when you're around here or when you're away. Somebody loves you, sweetheart, can't you see, and that somebody is me.
Thank you very much. Make a wish, that was mighty fine. And here's a note to all young married couples. You know, it's hard for young housewives to get started cooking and baking the things like mother made. If you're having a hard time making your biscuits look fluffy and light, or your pies and cakes taste just right, we would like for you to try hillbilly flour. If you tried hillbilly flour, you would find out that it wasn't all your fault that the biscuits and pies or cakes didn't turn out right. The flour you were using wasn't of good quality and wasn't uniform. So we beg of you to use hillbilly flour and watch that husband of yours smile and tell you how much he really loves you. So remember, the way to win a man is through his stomach. So try our hillbilly flour today.
Hillbilly flour today.
Leon running all around the studio here during this program trying to find something. I guess he's lost his guitar now. But anyway, Leon's going to come up here and sing this popular number for us, The Angel Sings.
Water and moonlight beaming, silver waves that
found some undiscovered shore. Then suddenly I see it all change. Long winter nights with the candles gleaming. Is it all your face that I adore? You smile and the angels sing, and though it's just a gentle murmur from the stars, we kiss and the angels sing.
Texas Songbird singing and the angel sings. And boys, we have a letter here from good old Elkhart, Texas. It says, "Dear Pat and Hillbilly Boys, I just thought I would drop you a few lines to tell you how much I really enjoy your program, and I can't express it in words. I have asked so many people to change to Hillbilly Flower until everyone calls me Hillbilly.
What do you know?
I want Leon and Horace to sing. I'm saving up coupons to get one of those."
Come on.
Well, I don't believe the boys have worked that number up yet. They know about.
No, well, we're saving the coupons.
Yeah, Horace is saving all the coupons until he can get that number up for you, and he'll put it on one of the programs in the near future. And I signed your friend and Hillbilly Booster, Amadale Huddle. Hudnall of good old Elkhart, Texas.
Good old Elkhart.
Yes, sir. We surely are glad to hear from the listeners to these programs. We'd like to have more of them to sit right down and write a card or letter and send it to the W. Leo Daniel Flower Company of Fort Worth, Texas. We're always glad to hear from you. Anytime you write, we'll read your letters, and if you have any requests, we'll put them down on our list here and get to them just as soon as possible. And now we're going to have Leon, the Texas Songbird, come up here with his little 25-cent harmonica. And he's going to show you how to get it.
$1 million.
Yeah, sounds like $1 million on 25-cent harmonica when Leon gets started. So, Leon, come on, let's have that old gray mare. Leon, you know, if Leon had a number on here to sing right after that French harp number, I'm afraid he couldn't make it, being he's all out of wind here. So I'm playing that old gray mare on his little harmonica. Yes, sir, Reed. But we're going to ask Horace, the little love bird. How are you feeling today, Horace?
Well, I have felt better, but
well, good. You look all right, though, Horace.
Sad, though.
What's the matter? That red-headed girl, Eve?
No, I've been going to this sad song I'm going to sing.
Oh! Horace is all sad because he's got a sad song to sing. Well, I can see why he's not feeling so very well on the program. Well, you come on over here, Horace, and sing this number for everybody listening in. It's Horace the Little Love Bird singing Little Joe the Wrangler.
It's Little Joe the Wrangler, he'll never wrangle more. His days with the Ramuda, they are done. was a year ago last April that he joined the outfit here. A little Texas stray and all alone. 'Twas long late in the evening that he rode up to the herd on the little old brown pony he called Shaw. With his broken shoes and overalls, a harder looking kid you never in your life had seen before. They'd try and do the best they could if we'd only give him work, though he didn't know straight up about a cow. So the boss, he cut him out a mount and kind of put him on, for he sort of liked this little stray somehow. We had driven to Red River and the weather had been fine. We were camped down in the south side in a van. When a norther coming flowing and we doubled up our guard. Boys took all hands to hold the cattle in. At last we got them milling and they kind of quieted down, and the extra guard back to the camp did go. But one of them was missing and we all knew at a glance was our little Texas stray, poor Wrangler Joe. Next morning just at daybreak we found where Rocky fell, down in a washout 20 feet below. Beneath his horse mashed to a pulp, his spurs had rung the bells for our little Texas stray, poor Wrangler Joe. Yodel-ay, oh, yodel-ay, yodel-ay, oh, yodel-ay, 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 oh, yodel-ay, yodel-ay, yodel-ay.
Thank you very much, Horace, and I noticed that Horace put a yodel on that number.
Yeah.
We always like to hear Horace yodel these good old cowboy numbers. And we got a time for one more number on the program, and the boys are going to tell you all about Little Eyes of James.
I've got a gal, you got to learn a little Eliza Jane. I've got a gal, you got to learn a little Eliza Jane. Whoa, Eliza, little Eliza Jane. Whoa, Eliza, little Eliza Jane. Now come a loving the hair and me, little Eliza Jane. I was taking care of the field, Eliza Jane. Oh, Eliza, Eliza Jane. Oh, Eliza, Eliza Jane.
Now, Eliza Jane done come to me.
Eliza Jane, yes.
As bold as happy as can be.
Eliza Jane. Oh, Eliza, Eliza Jane.
Thank you very much, boys. And I see the old clock on the wall says their time's all up.
Yes.
So until you hear us again through the medium of your radio, this is Pat O'Daniel and all the hillbilly boys saying so long.
I like my music, good old my music, played by the real hillbilly band. I like bread and biscuits, big white fluffy biscuits. Hillbilly fries, don't mess them grand. So I will stay and play and try to make folks happy. We hope you'll stay.
Please pack the biscuits, Pappy.
Got a corner letter. Oh, now you're in your hillbilly band.
This program was brought to you through the courtesy of the W. Leo Daniel Flower Company of Fort Worth, Texas, in appreciation of your patronage of hillbilly products. Listen again during the week at the same time, and you will hear Pat O'Daniel and his Hillbilly Boys.